K2ETM Mobile listening.
Communications, he can communicate on 2 meters by the UN.
I heard you, but I didn't quite understand what you were saying. Explain that one more time.
It seems like when the U.N. is in session with all the bigwigs, like you said, when Pete was in the general area, KKX, he could not transmit, we could not receive him, etc., until he was out of the area, out of the particular area of interest around the U.N. So I concluded that there's got to be some jamming going on purposely around that area when, especially when the UN and all those guys are in town. So every time he passed the UN, he would just exactly on the location he would travel by, he would be out of commission until he exited that zone somehow, a few blocks away. So it'd be interesting to know if he comes back on the air, we'll try the same experiment.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. I wonder if the jammer is to jam communications eavesdropping or to jam like IED devices. The last place I was in Florida, we worked on two jammers for Iraq. Was Warlock Blue and Warlock Gold. Of course, Warlock Gold had more power than Warlock Blue. So who wants Warlock Blue when you get Warlock Gold? But, it would be a receiver that would recognize any transmissions and then immediately jam it with 150 watts or more on the same frequency before the... it would jam during the preamble, so it would actually jam the message and supposedly block the cell phone or whatever was going to do the detonation. But I left before we finished that project. Back to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. Especially this sensitive time right now going on. Sure, all countermeasures are in place. So that's why if KKX, man, if he's on traveling, he could definitely test it for us. But you said today and tomorrow. That Wednesday is another holiday. So they'll have to get it completed by tomorrow, whatever their session.
It'd be interesting to listen to the news and see what goes on over there. I imagine there's a couple of interesting trailers parked on some of the streets with all sorts of communications antennas and whatnot. It's, I don't know, it's a big expense. I wonder if the end result is, the whole UN thing, it's whether the end result is worthwhile or not.
Looking for the word wasteful. That's our middle name in the country, wasteful. You gotta have that. You gotta just, print more money. Yeah. But he did mention he saw some Coast Guard stuff outside hanging out in the East River that area. So that also might play part. But it would be interesting to snoop around that area with some, with certain scanners and stuff and see what's happening. WQTAP for ID.
K1 UFM for ID. I've been past the UN a couple times by boat, and that's a pretty swift current in the East River over there. It's very easy to, if you're not paying attention to what you're doing, to get in trouble. It's fairly narrow and a very swift current over there. So I imagine they must be, just kind of idling against the current. I don't think they can anchor it safely over there.
Yeah, especially, 20-footer, 30-footer, 40-footer. Yeah, give me something like about, 600-footer. Very good on that. And, I didn't get a chance to do any other type of radio stuff. Mostly, the wife had looked around for a replacement car because her lease is up. And that's due just about under 3 weeks. So, do a little go back to Mazda. That's what she had. And there's some newer, different. four-door models and stuff, so they killed half the Saturday. Yesterday, we called the boys. They went to go ATV trailing and that stuff. So I had a trail of them, and they picked them up. So not much personal time I had, except for just tonight. But that's the way it goes, right? Especially now you got grandkids, so they'll be bugging you, Grandpa, for stuff as they get a little bit older. Thanks, you, bud.
Oh, good. Hopefully they all grow up safely and, well, that's the most important thing. And they, interesting, some of the questions kids ask today. Makes you look back at your childhood sometimes. Where do you go ATVing on Long Island? I didn't realize there was a lot of open space still out here. Go ahead.
If you're pulling up by the LIE, this is around exit 48 to 49, right? If you look to the right, it's a complex called RXR. And behind there, if you could Google Earth it, there's a whole acres and acres of stuff that backs up all the way to, there's a big tower there, FAA tower. So all that whole area there, and there's a park and there's trail rides for some horses. So up in that whole area there is where they go.
I think it kind of dropped out at the end there. RXR, I'll double check it online sometime today. What else is going on here? Kind of driving into the sun now. Not too much else happening here. Back to you, Ron.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, RXR. Romeo, X-ray, Romeo. Around, like I say, around exit, between exit 48 and 49. Mostly around 48. Office building is there, but behind here is the area. So, yeah, Google Earth will show you the whole area.
X-Files, and there was a series, remember, I don't know how far back you go with TV, but remember the Night Stalker, that series was always very interesting. There's no paranormal stuff, and there's that TV show my wife likes, The Long Island Medium, which I don't particularly care for, but yeah, paranormal with some sort of exotic twist to it would probably be nice.
$150
for a session, it's going to be a different kind of session, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. But they get these people got like a year and a half to 2 year waiting list. Can you imagine that? It's like business. Holy moly. Lightning, maybe I could just give out 7 cents and create
AKA2YHY.
Yes, Steve, pick it up. Good morning.
I didn't know there was a year and a half wait to see that woman. As I was mentioning, you could do an awful lot of research just based on a name in a year and a half. Such that brought into a room with people random people and see what happens. You can never really know if that's what's being done unless you orchestrate it yourself. Ron?
The input with the other radio. Yeah, I got to put the Ethernet input on. So, now you can hear me,
Well, pretty much no copy on that one, Ron.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm on the Houston input. How about now, Steve?
A dramatic difference. Perfect copy.
Okay, she did do an audience where she just came in and she was able to lay out something right on the head. So, you know, I think sometimes she gets lucky, but I'm the same way. I'm skeptical when it comes to that. You know, there's tricks to the trade in every business. And pretty, even like the card readers, these are type of angles, like you said. But you're exactly right. Someone calls up, hey, I'm going to make an appointment. All right, what's your name? Where you're located? Alright, we'll see you in 10 months. And then, of course, you got someone you can start doing some research. And then, when they show up at the door, you sound like, hey, yeah, did you used to live in Pennsylvania? Or, there you go.
Well, that's it. You know, you don't know what type of questions are asked beforehand and how much information is actually given when the request is made, and all of those things that could certainly point you in the direction of at least gathering some information. But, totally cold person, unknown, and, you know, in a big group, you know, like in an auditorium or in a theater or someplace where it's a large venue, you never know what's been planted ahead of time. And, you know, if you got a theater filled with several hundred people, you know, I'm sure a good number of them have a parent that's gone, a good number of them have a brother that's gone, a good number of them have a sister that's gone. Hey, you could start off sort of that way, but I don't know. I guess I'm skeptical, but I'm not totally a disbeliever. But I think a lot of it is showmanship.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, they're pretty well trained, and then especially you're trying to generalization and then trying to feed off that. Once they sense a wink, just by your emotion, then it could start going, good. let me keep digging in that weak spot that I touch, you know? And stuff. So, don't forget, they only air and show what is right and just think what's not correct, how much excess amount of that data is in the archive. Oh, very good. I got a perfect. Looks like that sun is right glaring right in my eyes, but no, not bad. So, but perfect weather the weekend. Excellent weather. Can't complain. Yesterday was just a textbook on that. I was just talking to Steve earlier, Ted, about the UN is in session for these next 2 days, and every time KKX goes by the UN, he gets jammed. I was wondering if that would happen today, but he wasn't on the air. Thank you.
Well, you know, in the around that area and also in the area where all of the consulates are, there's an awful lot of RF traffic going on and jamming and counter-jamming, which I'm sure you're aware of. But anyway, I don't know if you've ever seen that other show where the investigators are always going in and looking for spirits and so forth, and I have to laugh when they go in, you know, and they see something, like maybe a light will go off or there'd be a sound, and they say, okay, if if you could hear us, make that sound again. And if the answer is yes, make it twice. If the answer is no, make it once.
Anywhere between those adventures, the ghost hunters, and those. Exactly. Did you hear that? Yeah. Oh. So they did answer. Oh, man. Yep. And you still got millions of audience followers. It's at least amazing. No matter what. It's entertaining. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it's sort of like those guys that guess your weight at the carnival, you know, within a certain number of questions. And plus they always tell you, well, it's plus or minus 5 pounds, you know. And, you know, with the three up or down questions, you can get pretty darn close and get to developing a little bit of a skill, you know, sizing people up. I'd love to go there one day and, you know, have a whole bunch of, you know, fishing sinkers in my pocket, or several pockets.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, you weigh about 135 pounds. What? 170? Yeah, well, let me take out these sandbags in my pockets. But, yeah, exactly. Same with the card readers. Or a good gimmick to make money. Or what we call what? Volunteering the money for a couple of laughs, right?
I don't know if you remember back in the mid-70s, a guy came from Israel by the name of Uri Geller and claimed to be have the powers of psychokinesis, you know, bending metal or moving objects and that sort of thing. And I saw that he, you know, would do the key bending routine and repairing of stopped watches and such things, you know, to people in the audience. But you don't hear too much from him anymore.
Yeah, I did see that. I do remember that. And what's the explanation of that? You also have a couple of guys that are biologically so magnetized that they can hold, you know, metal objects, for example, spoons, forks, and stuff, to their chest, and would be permanently there. This is amazing. I got one more round, but I got the bunker in sight. So back to you, Steve. W2TAP Friday.
W2TAPKA2YHY. Yeah, considering most spoons are made of stainless steel, I don't know any that are ferrous. Or if they would rust.
Exactly. But yeah, you YouTube and you see the magnetized man, and we probably forgot to tell you that he swallowed a huge magnet and it's still lodged into his part of his intestines. never expelled out. Or he's got something taped in his back, but you're only seeing the front. This is just comical. So, very good day, Steve. Great talking to you. And have a great morning. So, hopefully the day goes good. So, W2TAP will be clear on the final. We'll catch you at the morning show again. Back to you, bud.
Okay, Ron, 73. Catch you again. KA2YHY is listening 85.
Good morning, Steve.
up in the country there and enjoying the beginning of the fall foliage and the apples and all that kind of stuff. Not bad. You sound like you still have the cold.
No, just groggy, I guess, in the morning. At least I don't think so, but maybe it's coming back. You never know. So, the colors are changing, huh, up north. I guess if I want to see it, I have to plan on it in the next few weeks, huh? I used to enjoy that, especially when we had the house in Pennsylvania. Fall time was really beautiful. The leaves falling, changing of the colors. Anyway, you didn't do any gazing, did you, while you were there?
No, the 2 evenings that I was there, it was very cloudy. And, of course, yesterday was the clearest day, but I wasn't there at night. It was kind of clear here last night, but I didn't do anything.
Are you coming in through Echo Link? Because I hear like a double beep when you let go of the microphone. And it sounds funny, anyway. But, okay, unless you're coming in through the Eastern input, maybe. Maybe that's what you're doing. Yeah, the weather here, you know, wasn't bad. I think Saturday, I don't remember if it was either Friday or Saturday, it rained a little bit. I think it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday, not Friday. Because Friday, after I got home at night, I did some stargazing with the binoculars, not with my scope. And I remember the cushions on the lawn chairs were kind of damp because of it. So, anyway, have you spoken to Jim? I wonder if he's in his early shift.
Yes, I spoke to him this morning on 4:40, just for a few minutes. He's still on his early shift, so I catch him just in the beginning, around 7 or 5 after 7 or so. And he's usually in a glide path by then. But yeah, there's something in the background there. I don't know if it's conditions or what, but I don't hear a double beep, but I do hear sort of I don't want to call it a hash, but it's almost sort of like a squelch tail.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. Anyway, all right. Who knows, maybe they've done some changes to this system. But it's working fine. Sound good, not a problem. Anyway, so, I don't know how long he's going to be doing it. Doing my gym and his early shift. Kind of miss a guy. And, so I got to tell you, I went yesterday to a party and I took my camera. And I was, my D300. And I couldn't figure out what the heck it was. I was on automatic, setting. And I was using the flash, but it seemed as though there was like the exposure was like maybe a 15th of a second or an eighth of a second, slight time delay between the time you pressed the shutter to the time it closed again. I could figure out what the heck was wrong. So finally when I got home last night, I had to do a reset back to a factory default. And that seemed to have cleared it, so I don't know what the heck was wrong.
Well, who knows, but it could have been a setting in the menu that you may have forgot about or had accidentally switched on. You know, it's sort of like all of the software switches you have, like for Windows or for any of these sophisticated programs, where you need to go into menus and submenus and so forth. It's sort of the same thing. You know, the more sophisticated the camera, the more menus and sub-menus there are. And if you don't know where a particular control is, you could spend hours, you know, trying to dig it out of the memory or going through all of the memories, one way around, Joe, and you know, you have to make the investment in time in order to use this workaround. And at least with the Nikon cameras, you know, they have these custom memory setups, or user-defined setups, where, like what you did, you went back to the default. You could set something up there that all of the controls and all of the options are the way you want. And, you know, you can call it the C1, custom setting 1. And if you ever get screwed up, you just, you know, go back to C1, and it's the way you want it, as opposed to the default. But the caveat is that you need to understand all of the things that you're switching or unswitching to set up custom memory 1. and that's really the issue, you know, to get, you know, at least a slight understanding of all the different settings.
Now, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was going to say it would be nice if they had, but I guess it does have it. I never used it, but I guess I'm going to have to read the book and locate it and see how you locate those memory locations and enter the parameters for it. I believe that would be great. You know, I think also what happened is that I noticed that some of the pictures were not in focus correctly. At least not the whole picture, only a certain part. Then I realized that I had my focusing set for a center spot only. It shows you basically, you know, unless you use something frequently, you do forget. For a while there, I couldn't remember where they had the settings were to change a focusing point. But finally I figured it out. So, you know, I thought it was in software, but it was not. It's a switch on the C300. It's a switch on the bottom right next to the screen with the three positions. And, you know, I remember what I had done, because the last time I used the camera, which was a while back, I was doing it for photography, and I wanted to make sure that I would focus on the dot, and that's why I changed the parameters. So, like you said, you know, I guess I should learn, you know, all those memory functions and put parameters in it and use those as the certain default.
Joe, it's just the modern-day equivalent of all the sophisticated video cassette recorders that came out years ago that had all of these wonderful programming functions and features and so forth, that not only did you need to read the book, you need to have it memorized, because so many of the functions, once you activate them by pressing a button, they only give you a 5-second window to press the next sequence in a string of sequenced buttons. One of these days, come the revolution, Joe. Anyway, I'm in the parking lot. I'm going to say 73. Talk to you tomorrow or this evening. KG2T, KA2YHY.
KC2YSK.
Okay, Jay, you recognize. You know, I also bought the camera control software. I can set up some of those programmed features in memory using that software. I gotta check it out. Take care, Steve. We'll catch you maybe on the way home tonight. And Jay, good morning. Over to you.
All right, thanks, Joe. 73, Steve. Sorry I missed you. And I guess that's early, because Steve usually he's on a little longer. How was your weekend, Joe?
Weekend was good. It was good. Can't complain. yesterday, for the first time, I was in at the Riverhead Aquarium. Not really for the aquarium, but I didn't realize that they do catering there. I don't know if you've ever been there, Jay, but what a nice facility. The weekend was good. I took Friday off, so I had a nice 3-day weekend. And it gave me an opportunity to do things at home that normally I've been, you know, pushing off because 2 days doesn't allow me to do all that stuff. Oh, hang on. Okay. And so the weekend was good. How about you?
Well, it was a good weekend, all things considered. My mom's in a nursing home, and she's fading, so we spent a lot of time there over the weekend. I don't know how much more she has, maybe another week. So that kind of put a real damper on the weekend, obviously. But it was a nice weekend. I mean, it was beautiful weather, so that was a good thing. Yeah, anyway, you know, things happen. But the aquarium is great. I mean, we went there with the kids a few years ago just for the heck of it, and it was nice. But about 8 years ago, my nephew kind of got married at the Boston Aquarium, and they had the wedding and the catering there, and that place is huge. So on every floor, you had different tables with appetizers, and, you know, it was really, really a fun wedding. But I imagine they could do the same thing on a small scale out there. KC2YSK, over to you, Joe.
Hey, Jay, let me ask you this question. Steve and I were talking. I wonder, have we done some changes in the system? Because on your signal 2, I think it was let go of the microphone switch, a kerchunk, as though you're going through a voting system. And I thought that Steve was coming in from the east end, but he said no, he was not. The beep is the same, but it sounds different, let's put it this way. I guess that's what they did to this place too, Jay, because we went in through the aquarium itself, but then they let us next door upstairs, and what a beautiful reception hall they had. I mean, you know, really. A grand staircase, marble staircase, and I guess they do weddings over there too. I don't know, the room was big enough for that, you know, so, but nice job. I guess it's a new thing for survival for those places, because I'm sure they must be hurting too. So I guess if they do, you know, functions, and they can rent the space for that, they'll be able to make some money and survive. But, sorry to hear about your mom. I didn't know she was in that condition. Is she here in the New York area, or is she out of state?
You're right about the voting system, Joe. It is in place, but I think that's what's going on. I don't think it's perfected yet. I know Eric and Andy were working on it a bit, so there were some issues, minor ones. But I was just trying to listen to you on the Eastern repeater. I didn't hear you, strangely enough. So I'm not sure. But, yeah, they have to survive, you know? So all these places do double, triple duty, like the wineries for the weddings and all this other stuff. My mom is right here locally, which is good, out in Gerwin, which is a nursing home. And essentially, a little over a week ago, she decided she wasn't going to eat anymore. So she's essentially, you know, decided this is the time for her to go. And no matter what we do, you know, you can't convince her to eat, so it's just a matter of time. And so we have hospice care working with her. I mean, everything else was fine, I just got fed up, I think. So what can you do? She has a living will, says she can't do any extraordinary means. And I wouldn't want to do that to her, you know. So, but thanks. Anyway, on a different note, hopefully this voting system will ease off any of the other issues we've had, so that's a good thing. Over to you.
All right, well, yeah, I guess it's until we get used to that sound, you know. But it's working fine. You know, I don't detect any problems with it, so... whatever it's been put in place for it to do, it's great. And it's so far so good anyway. possibly, depending the way the system is set up, for distant stations, forgetting to unkey the microphone. You know what I mean? This will take care of the situation, hopefully, anyway. But anyway. All right. Well, as far as your mom is concerned, I guess you get to a point when your body decides to shut down, and it's a shame, but it's life, and I feel the way I'm sure you guys are feeling, and it's tough, very tough situation, but it's unfortunate that we all have to experience that at some point in time, but we must go on, anyway. So this is another short week for you, isn't it, Jay? You have, a Wednesday off, or you have more than one day?
That's right. I got Wednesday off, Joe, so that'll help a little. And it's a nice break. My wife is religious, obviously, so I'm Catholic, she's Jewish, so she'll go to temple, but I got the morning, the morning half to myself anyway. Maybe I'll try to do some DXing. I'm rarely home during the week, in the morning hours.
All right, well, yeah. depending on how religious she is, she could be gone for 12 hours. Or unless she goes for the sermon only at 1 o'clock, I think, or 12 o'clock that they have the sermon. But all right, and it'll give you time to get some of your own personal things done, which is good. Almost like what I did Friday, and I tell you, Jay, working a four-day week or having a three-day weekend, depending the way you look at it, it's the same thing, but it's starting to become more and more attractive.
Yeah, I could definitely live with that, I would like a four-day week. I wouldn't mind if I had to work an extra 2 hours a day for 4 days and then get 3 days off. That would be a fair turn of events. Yeah, that would be nice. But very few places do that. I don't know why. It's not a bad thought. You're still putting in the same amount of time. But... So, how long did you see the seals? They used to have a water show out of the aquarium, too, and a tank in the back. Dolphins, porpoises, that sort of thing. Was that still on?
Well, as part of the affair, Jay, they took us to the 15-minute dolphin show, which was cute. But it was a sweet 16 that I had to go to. Jay, that was an experience in itself. I don't know which one was more lively, seeing those kids jump up and down or watching the dolphins do their dance. But in either case, it was an interesting afternoon. And we saw the stingrays swim, and the dolphins did the sea lions do their show. And it was cute. It was cute. It was a good day to be out. The weather was beautiful, so I didn't mind at all.
Was Jim on this morning by any chance? I caught him last week. He actually got a late start one day and was on for a while. I know what happened. His supervisor wasn't in, so he couldn't do overtime that morning. So, I don't think you were around. Maybe you'd signed already when Jim came on. Oh, great. They're repaving the LIE. So it's all that grooved pavement, and of course people have to slow down because they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I experienced that yesterday coming back from Riverhead. I know what you mean. And I don't understand why people are slowed down on the grooved pavement. If anything, it gives them more traction. It sounds a little bit weird, but I don't know. But Steve was saying... Excuse me. he spoke to Jim this morning. He caught him, you know, as he was just about ready to sign. He is on the still on the early shift, and that's all he pretty much said. So I did not speak to Jim. I guess he gets there for 7 o'clock in the morning, I guess. I don't know, 7:30, I don't know. But I told him we miss him. You know, we want him back on the regular shift. But anyway, I'm going to make this my last year. I'm just about at touchdown. I think at 8 minutes to go, which is good. I've time to get a cup of coffee, sit down, and get moving. So we'll catch you later. KC2YSK, KG2T-Mobile. I listen out. Take care, Jay.
KG2T, KC2YSK. Okay, Joe, 7-3. Enjoy your morning. Get some coffee, relax, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. This is KC2YSK. I'll be listening.
UPS Mobile, Queens, New York.